We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Oh, you didn't know? Well, they could never stop this show. We're back, baby.
Oh, the Nuggets. You didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know.
Oh,
you didn't
I'm know? Sorry.
Oh, I got a news flash for you. But it seems like what we've been thinking all along is probably set to happen with the Nuggets and Celtics just on some kind of collision course again this June. But there's still
there's a lot of fun getting there, though.
Yeah. You know? There's some teams out there that, you know, want to voice their opinion. Maybe they have something to say. And we have, well, great guests to discuss that with today. NBA writer Tony Jones on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack Got Mad
Boosties.
Doncic, deep three. Got it. And Luka Doncic hits 10K.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
LeBron's got it with five. He's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Tony Jones, NBA writer for The Athletic. You're covering both the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
And of course, the NBA at large. Thank you so much for joining us again, man. How have you been?
Thank you so much. I expected confetti, so I'm just a little disappointed. But
other
than that, this is perfect, man. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we had a bit of a mishap our last episode. Our air cannon that launched it injured my neighbor. So
a bird flew in there. And it got nasty.
That sounds morbid.
Yeah. But luckily, this is an audio podcast, so it was just only for past guest Blake Wexler to be traumatized by. But yeah, we're here. We're all right. Where do we start?
Should we start with the Nuggets? Are they just inevitable? I guess since the last time we recorded, the Nuggets beat the Celtics pretty... It was a good game. I think both teams were like treating it like an important game, like it was maybe a preview of what we're going to be seeing in a couple months. And the Nuggets just, I don't know. A lot of people are like, it's inevitable at this point. The Nuggets are going to do it again. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but they did. I'm personally rooting for whoever's not the Celtics. And so that gave me a little bit of ease, as well as a fan-sided article I'm going to talk about a little later on. But what'd you see, Tony?
You know, that's a good question, whether I think the Nuggets are inevitable in the Western Conference. And you know, I think the thing that we have to acknowledge is that they're the best team in the Western Conference, right? Like,
right.
They are definitely the best team. But the other question is, you know, can Phoenix knock them off? Are they capable of knocking them off? Are the Clippers?
Phoenix. Okay. Yeah.
The Timberwolves or the Oklahoma City Thunder, you know, capable of knocking them off? And, you know, I don't know. Like, I would favor Denver in every series in the Western Conference that they could face for differing reasons. And, you know, I think the Celtics should be inevitable in the Eastern Conference. Like, I don't think that there's any team that's, you know, playing on their level in the Eastern Conference or at that level. Maybe Milwaukee could get there because, you know, Damian Lillard is such a playoff riser. You know, but this seems like the Celtics year, and this seems like the year where, you know, if they don't at least get to the finals, you know, that should be a loss. It should be considered a lost year for them. So, you know, I do think that the West is a little bit more murky. I think it's a little bit more, it should be more competitive. But I do think that, you know, going into the playoffs, that Denver should be the favorite in the Western Conference.
The West is so bizarre. Like, the Golden State, Lakers, Suns are 10-9-8. Like, that's, and then Dallas, that's the play-in. Those are the play-in teams right now. And then, you know, it's just nobody knows anything, obviously, heading into the season, but I don't think many people had OKC, Minnesota, the Clippers as three of the top four teams. So it is very strange. And then Denver seems like this island of predictability in the middle right. of it all. So we'll see, but I am counting on Jokic to carry the day against the Celtics if it does come to that.
There is, I wonder, like, do you think there's this thing that because it feels so inevitable, whenever there's anything other than like a victory, people are like, I don't know what's going on with the Nuggets, man. Like, because they're like 11-2 since the All-Star break. Right. And like those two losses were that Kyrie left-hander from another dimension.
I was impressed by that, Miles. You were less impressed by that.
Look, like I said, I could do that. You know what right. I mean? Over Jokic. Yeah. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
You and just you're like with this offhand.
I'm like, but that's what you have to do to win the game. You know what I mean? And is that?
Well, I'm sorry. Do you not like winning?
Yeah, I'm sorry. How would you have done it? Because there's no other way to do that except to be as audacious as that man was there. And then the other one was like was an overtime loss. But yeah. Do you think there's something about that sort of like expectation that for people who are watching and wanting the Nuggets to win that they're like, oh man, I don't know, man. Like it's almost too much. Like, yeah, they're human beings. They're not gonna win. They're not gonna win out from here. There's going to be anomalies or, you know, just certain performances that kind of shake the trend.
Well, I think the thing that we have to, you know, consider in the Dallas game is that, you know, Dallas raised their level to Denver's level. You know,
right.
I don't think that Denver played badly, and especially down the stretch, right? Like last 5 minutes of the game, excluding the final possession where, you know, Jamal Murray, you know, atypically missed a 15
good
foot.
Look. Yeah.
It was a really good look. And I was actually shocked. The mistake of that possession was that Jamal Murray went so early. He should have went 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't have gone that early. And I also would have made it. Exactly. That was my two
notes.
That's
the mistake. Yeah, you got
to
make that.
Too early. And I listen, it's hard for me to understand why you did it the way you did it. I would have tried to make it.
Right. Yeah.
But
sorry, you're saying, Tony.
But like, you know, I was shocked that he missed it. But, you know, but beyond that, that final possession, I mean, Denver got pretty much what it wanted down the stretch when it became winning time. You know, they got good shots. They made good shots. You know, Jamal hit the three the possession before. He had another three a couple possessions before that. He had a layup possession before that. Jokic had an easy post up on Doncic. So that's, you know, four possessions and 10 points in, you know, the last two or three minutes, you know, out of about four possessions. You know, I think Denver scored, you know, on a number of consecutive possessions down the stretch, and they took a 4-point lead. They took a 3-point lead.
Yeah.
Dallas just raised their level, and Dallas played up to that level. which is what you have to do in order to beat Denver. You know, Denver's never going to play below. They're very rarely going to play below a certain level. And they're always, you know, and obviously they can raise their game to a level where, you know, it's hard to reach. It's hard for any other team to reach. But, you know, like you said, they're 11-2 beyond the All-Star break. They're playing like the best versions of themselves. You know, they began the quote unquote second half of the season, you know, multiple games behind the number one seed. You know, they briefly took over the number one seed a couple of times in the last week. So, you know, I think that Denver is happy with where they are. I think they're happy with how they're playing. And, you know, I think that, you know, the down the stretch, you know, they want to be playing like what they consider the best versions of themselves, and they want to be healthy. And I think that they're 2-for-2 in that right now.
Yeah. Looking at the other team that they're, you know, that we're talking about inevitability with, the Celtics have won 6 straight, lead the Eastern Conference by 10 games. The other thing that other than the Nuggets game made me feel a little bit like, okay, maybe this isn't an inevitability. The past couple episodes, we've talked about how their net rating is historically great, and usually teams like their top 4, I think, or they were pretty recently a top 4 net rating team. And like anybody in the top 10 is usually either winning the title or
losing, you know, to LeBron,
losing to LeBron, essentially. Right. Those are, one analysis that I read this week that kind of made sense to me is that when you look at those teams, their best player is almost always way better than the rest of like their players, you know, like it's the old cliche in the NBA is like, you want to gamble on the team with the best player. Whoever the best player is going to win you the playoff series. And of the 6 teams to like finish a season with a net rating of plus 11 or greater, their best players, box plus minus is on average 9.2. And the lowest from that group is Kevin Garnett having 8.2 for the Celtics in 07-08. This season, Celtics' best player is Tatum at like 5.2, which is not like it's really good, but it's not like elite. I think it's like 11th in the league. So I guess it's elite, but it's not to the level that those top 10 teams usually are. And that, I guess that kind of coincides with what I see from the Celtics every season when they're expected. You know, the advanced stats are like they're going to win the title. They go into the playoffs at feeling inevitable. The thing that usually derails them is that like there's that moment when it's up to their best player to take over, and he just hasn't been able to do that. And I guess that's borne out a little bit by the advanced stats that like they're the best team, one of the best teams ever, because of how dominant the rest of their team is and not their best player, which could be a problem in the playoffs, I guess, is the theory of this fan-sided article we'll link off to in the footnotes. But I thought it was an interesting analysis.
You know, I think it's an interesting analysis, and I think it's fair. But I think, you know, every case, you know, should be taken in and of itself. And if you look at what the Celtics are in the Eastern Conference, and if you look at them realistically, the only team that should be able to on paper take them to 7 is Milwaukee, just because, you know, Giannis is so great, and he's always been, you know, a playoff riser, and Damian Lillard, like I said, he's, you know, one of the best playoff risers that you know we've seen in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. For what those metrics say to matter about Tatum, the series has got to be close. And if you're Boston and you get, let's say you get Atlanta, or you get, you know, if they, you know, let's say, let's give Miami a lot of respect and say they can take 2 games off of Boston. you know, it still should be a multiple game series. And, you know, they should be favored by multiple games over everybody they play. And outside of, you know, possibly Milwaukee and possibly Cleveland, you know, because I do think that Donovan Mitchell, you know, is also a playoff riser. And, you know, and I do think that Cleveland's got, you know, the physicality to be able to bother Boston. We know that Boston is a great regular season team and one of the greatest regular season teams of our time. And, you know, we also know what happened in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. I think that they're a better team, significantly better team than they were last year because, you know, last year there was no Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
So Boston still should win the East, even with those metrics, even with what the metrics say. If it should matter, it should matter in the finals if they play Denver.
Yeah. Where
everything's on the margins. And that's what we saw in the two matchups with Denver and Boston. Denver won by one or two possessions in both games because the margins mattered. And I thought that Denver was a little bit better on the margins than Boston was.
Yeah.
So do I think it should matter, you know, that Tatum's a 5.2 in the playoffs? Probably not until the finals. And if they meet Denver there, then yeah, it possibly does matter because they won't have the best player in the series because Nikola Jokic would be the best player in the series.
Right. And he's the best player in any series because he's probably the best player in the league, according right. to at least these advanced stats, which, yeah, I mean, backed up by the eye test, as I don't usually say that, but people who watch a lot of NBA basketball say that. Should we take a break, guys?
Let's take a quick break, yeah.
Take a look around the league?
Yeah.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amounts of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
LASIK LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK LASIK.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. You got to see Wemby in person recently. He keeps having historic nights where he's like, just the total of like points, field goal percentage, blocks, rebounds, are
three pointers made, just all
just
every day. It's like a new record broken, or one that I didn't realize. Yeah
But what would you glean from watching Wembanyama in person? Like, I've heard he's pretty tall.
Oh my God.
Is that true?
I've never seen anything like I've seen one. All right. So at the very, very, very beginning of my career, like I'm talking fresh out of school, it's around 2005, 2006. And, I interview Yao Ming, and Yao was taller than me while he was sitting down. And
that's like, that's me and my 5-year-old. Yeah.
Right.
His legs were like thick, like tree trunks. Like that's the other thing I noticed about him. Like he just had these very, very thick legs. And you know, I've been covering the NBA for a long time. And beyond that, the only time I've seen anything, you know, physically more outlandish or as outlandish was, you know, watching Victor Wembanyama walk 2 feet by me in the interview room. And he was almost as tall as the ceiling. He had to duck to get in. I was just like, what a tall human being. And
right.
You know, for him to be that big, that tall, and to be able to handle the ball like a guard the way he does, I think that, you know, that's really, really, really amazing.
Right. Yeah. It's just in like the last 30 days, like there's always like a new thing where it's like, oh, yeah, he's now 31 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 blocks. Only Kareem did that 10 times. Embiid did that twice. David Robinson did that 5 times. Hakeem did that 3 times. Cat did it. AD did it. Charles Barkley. And they're like, and this is his rookie season. And right. Then you go even condense like all in this like 30-day stretch, like the frequency at which is happening. It's, yeah, I don't really know what else to say except for like, yeah, it's truly making good on like the promise that at least we saw in all the speculation that was happening before he entered.
Oh, he's as good as advertised. And
yeah,
you know, I think he affects every part of every facet of the game. I think he does everything. You know, when I wrote about him a couple of weeks ago, you know, some of the things, you know, I asked him, you know, is your playbook, so to speak, opening up, you know, because, you know, he did limited actions in November, but now, you know, the Spurs are running their offense through him now, and they're running DHOs, dribble handoffs with him. And, you know, he's directing the offense, you know, from the nail, you know, from the block, they're getting him in mid post. And obviously he's doing this stuff facing the basket and above the arc, you know, so, he's kind of directing things a lot more. So you can see the progression, even from, you know, November to now, and you can see how much of a significantly better player he is now. And, you know, in the weeks since that article that I wrote about him, you know, that's when he's kind of really like blown up, like having those 31, 12, 7, 6 type of games, you know, with like 5 assists and 3 steals as well. He had a 5-by-5, you know, so I think he's going to get a quadruple double at some point in his career. You know, he's a guy who's every bit as good as been advertised.
Yeah, it's really fun. And it seemed like the Nets game was particularly fun. If people didn't watch the highlights for that, go check it out, because it also felt, for the first time, felt like the team was getting him involved. Like you said, they're getting used to playing with him enough to like get him involved and like actually throw inbound passes to him, which seems like it should be easy since he can just like reach up and nobody can get the ball. So, right. But like there were some fun alley-oop plays and some fun like hitting him as he was like storming to the basket and like, you know, dunking at his chin, because that's like when he gets ahead of steam going and jumps, like it's the hoop is below his neck. So yeah, I don't know. Is it exciting times? I'm really looking forward to seeing like if they're able to build around him, if they're able to like bring a point guard in, if there are like some NBA point guards who are like, man, this would be a really fun challenge.
Fun time.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like getting to have him finishing everything around the basket. Like that Who's the dream point guard to like pair with him? I feel like Chris Paul would be a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, Chris Paul 10 years ago would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Trae Young, because I think Victor is good enough defensively to mask his flaws. And,
oh, yeah.
And Trae is so, so good offensively. And, you know, he's a guy that can carry, you know, the offense on his own, and also, you know, get Victor involved. You know, so I think that he's a guy that would be good to play with him.
Yeah.
Then this will never happen, but SGA would be great to play with him.
I think both those guys should be. I think Chet and Wembanyama should be on the same team.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't think those two like each other.
Right.
No, yeah. No, I'm just playing. Like, that it would be very weird if they were on the same team.
If I was playing 2K, yeah, I'm putting them on the same roster. Absolutely.
But you know what? In real life, I mean, basketball skill-wise, they fit. I mean, they'd be
tough. They'd be tough.
It'd be really tough, and it'd be really tough to score on them.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk about your Knicks, because you are a Knicks fan.
Yes. Yes.
Four straight.
That's what I just played 48 minutes. No, go ahead. That's a Tibbs joke. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, but how are you feeling heading towards the playoffs? I feel like Jalen Brunson always overperforms in the playoffs. The Knicks have won four in a row. They look tough. They're in fourth. They would be playing the Magic at this point in the matchup. How do you feel about how the Knicks match up, and just how are you feeling about them heading into the playoffs?
We need to get out of the fourth seed and get into the third seed so that we avoid Boston in the second round.
Yeah, that's the goal.
We need to get healthy, but apparently OG's elbow is a strand of spaghetti at this point.
Oof.
You know, and we don't know when Julius Randle is coming back. Like, listen, on paper, if we get everybody healthy, you know, we've got a chance, at least a puncher's chance, at least going to the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, Jalen Brunson has been so good. It's been one of the biggest free agent steals in a long time. I remember when we were like, do we really want to pay Jalen Brunson $100 million?
Right.
Now it looks like a real bargain. You know, he's been terrific. Dante DiVincenzo has been terrific. Josh Hart has been, you know, an absolute monster.
Yeah.
You know, but I worry about legs, because, you know, nobody in the starting lineup has come off the court in the last month. yeah.
As Tibbs is wont to do.
And, you know, and I worry about health, right? Like, you know, I think it's very concerning that OG came back and lasted two games.
Yeah.
Before he went back out. And, you know, we got to get Julius Randle healthy, and we got to get Mitchell Robinson healthy. But if we can get those guys, and we can have all of our guys heading into the playoffs, I feel good about our chances for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't know Mitchell Robinson was possibly coming back.
There is hope that he can make it back by the playoffs.
Wow.
Is his high school coach still living with him?
That's a good question. I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. I mean, look, I felt like karmically, I'm like, that's a good look, man. I feel like the universe will smile upon you for your good deeds. And then also, man, the game against the Warriors, I was like, is that Steph Curry, or has Deuce McBride just completely, I mean, I love that this guy shares my name, Miles McBride. But what is going on with him? Locked up abroad.
Locked up.
Yeah. I could not believe what was he putting? Eight from 20 or so? 8 for 20? And then like 4 from 13 from deep?
The league has there is some speculation that the league has tipped the balance of how they're calling games a little bit, and letting defenses get away with a little bit more. And I do feel like if anybody is going to profit off of that, it is going to be the Knicks and a Tom Thibodeau team. Like, the Knicks, regardless, just like, it's in the DNA of the franchise.
Right.
And then a Tom Thibodeau team, like, it's just kind of, they're like, oh yeah,
My only hope is that they let us drive basketball and drag basketball back into the 90s when we in seven games, 79-76.
Yeah. Right, right.
That's my only hope. Then we'd have a chance for a championship.
That would be fun. That would be fun. War on the floor. I still remember that Sports Illustrated cover. Amazing. All right. Enough about the teams. We do. There have been two plays from this week that stopped the world in their tracks. Yeah. That we wanted to review as if short films. Anthony Edwards just absolutely detonated on John Collins. Where he took off from, it's one of the wildest things I've ever seen. Like, truly, it's up there with some of the plays that we've talked about with, like, Ja, where he jumps up and grabbed that ball with two hands and then just, like, kept going up, just ascending into the rafters.
Yeah.
This just feels otherworldly. It doesn't make sense. It's so athletic. So
it's
violent.
Like also like it's like the MJ and Space Jam dunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're like, does he have enough arm? And he just said, yes, there's plenty. I mean, like, yeah, looking at all the images of it are just it's iconic. Even from the way Collins was on the ground. I know he like hit his head or whatever, but the pose of him like it looked like he was burying his head in his hands as if he's like, why did I make a terrible business decision like that?
He's with this man. Yeah. I've never like, identified more with an NBA player than John Collins in that moment. Just how you feel. That's exactly how I would react. I think he was reacting that way because like he got a finger in the eye. But that's just what I would do every time I got dunked
so
on.
Hard that it dislocated Anthony Edwards' finger. That's how hard that impact was. But yeah, I mean, like, it was...
Full. I would sit on the ground, put my head in my hands, and then take off one of my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, or I would be over?
Yeah. That or I would hire lawyers to be like, you have to get this image scrubbed from the internet.
There's too much stuff on me here, man.
Yeah. Exactly. Something like that. You gotta have a good team of lawyers to sort of obscure that. But yeah, we've had so many dunks this year. I mean, even last week, who was it? Was it Jalen Green's dunk we were talking about? There's just been so much slamage, as they say. Slamage. The slamage has been absolutely off the charts. We're gonna have to do a whole episode even just trying to wrap our heads around it. But how's that rank for you, Tony, the Anthony Edwards dunk?
It was one of the best dunks I've ever seen overall and probably the best dunk I've ever seen live. And I would probably say, like, it's not as good as what Vince Carter did to Frederick Rice. That for me is Olympics. Always going to be number one.
Where he jumped over him?
Yeah, over the man.
He just cleared him.
Yeah.
But... you know, first of all, I'm a shameless plug. Everybody go to The Athletic and read my story on that dunk.
You okay?
Because I have a story up in The Athletic right now about that dunk, Anthony Edwards over John Collins. Second of all, I've come to get to know John a little bit through covering him. So shout out to my man, John. Pour one out for John.
At the same time,
Every text was, you want to see a dead body?
I think everybody had that. Yeah.
Or, you know, this, you know, was that song? This is for my homies. I just pulled one out for John. You know, but the third thing is, you know, it was more than just a dunk. You know, Minnesota was running in mud like all night. And what Edwards did, it, you know, threw some juice into them. And then what he did after the dunk, which is just take over the game with, you know, an assortment of jump shots and terrific defense and rebounding the ball and, you know, playmaking for his teammates. You know, it wasn't just the dunk. He really took over that game afterwards. And, you know, he runs back to the locker room. He pops the finger back in. He runs back to the free throw line. He takes the free throw and then he keeps playing. You know, and I asked multiple guys in the Timberwolves locker room if they had seen that before. And, you know, the answer was no, except for one. Monte Morris told me that a guy named Doug Anderson from his hometown of Flint, Michigan, had a dunk that was just as good. Anthony Edwards also told me that he did a dunk like that in high school at Holy Spirit Prep down in Georgia when he was a sophomore in high school. He was like, no, that wasn't the only time I did that. I did that in high school. He was like, all the big schools was there. I said, Anthony, I said, oh, you started getting recruited after that. You started getting recruited. And then he was like, I already had letters.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, okay, that answers that. So
yeah,
very Anthony Edwards answer. I like that.
But it kind of reminds me of the jaw thing, that two-handed block, because it also comes at this moment as he's like kind of ascending to a new level of just dominance, you know, and being like somebody that is a bunch of people's favorite player in the league. And there's just like more and more people falling in love with him. And then like this moment just kind of brings everything together and is like the probably most seen clip on the internet last night. I mean, maybe not for all day yesterday, because of course Kate Middleton was spotted in a grocery store party.
But I think it's doing better numbers now, actually. If you add up the different angles that people watch, I think it does it does eclipse the Middleton card.
I got a question for you guys. I mean, is it like when LeBron and Steph retire, is he the face of the league? Like, I really think he could be. I think he's got the combination of he's going to be good enough as a player combined with how charismatic he is.
Right.
In terms of, you know, he's going to be marketable. He's going to be, and I think they, you know, he's going to be a guy that would have no issues embracing everything that comes with that.
Well, when LeBron retires, he's going to be in, Anthony Edwards is going to be in his early 40s. So,
right. Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to see how he's going to last, because LeBron's not going anywhere.
but yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely possible. Fun, yeah, he has the magnetic personality where you just want to hear what he has to say, and he's really witty. I think he's still growing up. I think that's the one thing LeBron had sort of locked down the second he entered the league. Like, he was just polished. You know, he was so polished as like a media personality. Anthony is a little bit more raw, but I think that's also part of his appeal. So I don't know if he'll be exactly quite the same, but he definitely has the tools to be sort of like the poster child of the league for sure.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Giannis, obviously, Luka, Jokic, and him. Like, we need an American in there. He's going to be our.
But like, Luka and Joker are too cool with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're kind of like, yeah,
you know what, though? Joker in the hotel commercials with Peyton Watson, Jokic is a lot more charismatic than I thought he would be. I think those commercials are witty, and I think they're funny, and I think, you know, I think they've been fun to watch.
Right. I guess, yeah, the other thing is, like, it also felt like John Morant could have also been that person, too.
Maybe he will be. We don't know.
It's hard to know. Again, some people are polished, though. Some people are polished. And yeah. I think that's the biggest difference maker. You know what I mean? More than anything. It's it's wild though too, because Anthony Edwards has those moments too where he's like doing post game interviews, just kind of saying stuff. You're like, all right, bro, like, we get it. Yeah. But it's also that's the fun of Anthony Edwards though too, in contrast with those other players.
Sometimes fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We should talk Pels, and we should get into the fastest segment in podcasting, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right, we'll be right back.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
And the Pelicans. So the reason the Suns, Warriors, and Lakers are, you know, hoping to stay in the play-in game at this point is because teams like the Pelicans are, you know, ascending past them. The Pelicans are currently 41-26, fifth in the West, right on the heels of the Clippers, who are 42-25. Beat the Clippers in the season series 3-1. Zion is in the best shape he's been in this year. It's kind of maybe the best shape we've seen him in. Has reportedly lost 25 pounds since the in-season tournament when he was getting a lot of side eyes from people. But yeah, he's bringing the ball up for them a lot. And, you know, Ingram just quietly putting up 21, 6 assists, 5 boards on 49, 36, 80 splits. And I don't know. They haven't been to the playoffs since 21-22. So this is exciting times for the Pelicans. Well, yeah. How are you feeling? You think they can make some noise?
I think they're good enough too. You know, I think a lot that happens with the Pelicans is, and a lot that's going to happen with, you know, the Western Conference, I think is going to be contingent on who gets the number 1, 2, and 3 seeds out of Denver, Minnesota, and Oklahoma City. I think the order of which they fall is going to determine a lot in terms of what happens in the playoffs. Because here's the thing, and I would not write off the Warriors or the Lakers, because as flawed as those teams are in the regular season,
very flawed.
The playoffs are a different game. And
yeah,
and as long as LeBron is playing at this level, and as long as Steph is playing at the level that he's playing at, and, you know, let's throw Phoenix in there, as long as, you know, Book and Kevin Durant are playing at the level that they're playing at, you know, same thing with Luka. It doesn't matter if those guys are in the play-in. Those guys with those specific guys are capable of making noise in the playoffs, because all of those guys are such good basketball players. And the playoffs are just a drastically different thing than a regular season. So back to the Pelicans, you know, there aren't many teams that are deeper than them, more athletic than them collectively. Their length at, you know, so many spots, you know, with Herb Jones, you know, basically at the 2, Brandon Ingram at the 3, Trey Murphy, the 3rd, you know, even Dyson Daniels. Then, you know, you got, you know, Big JV on the interior. You know, they can play multiple styles of games you know, Valanciunas allows them to play below the rim and allows them to play, you know, really physical, while, you know, all of those wings allow them to play above the rim and allow them to play the entire court. You know, and CJ McCollum is you know, a crafty scorer who has been known to be a playoff riser. So, you know, they've got a lot of components. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of length and athleticism and depth. And, you know, Zion kind of ties it in with, you know, if he can be as locked in as he has been over the last few months. So, you know, for me, New Orleans is definitely a dangerous team.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, yeah, CJ McCollum's definitely come to life. I caught their last two games, and just even the way Zion is playing, man. Cause yeah, it's a lot different than the guy who lost to the Lakers in the play-in, and people are like, bro, what's going on with him? And then that's clearly a turning point for him mentally, because the way he's putting pressure on the paint, you thought he was trying to get graffiti off the wall. Does that work? It's a pressure washer reference.
Yeah, I like it. Man.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I was workshopping that before the show.
Zion deserves a lot of credit because, you know, I think we question his pride back in December.
Right.
LeBron obliterated him. Let's be real. Like, LeBron absolutely dominated him and dominated the Pelicans in that game. And, you know, because it was the in-season tournament, because there were no other games to take attention off of that, like, everybody saw it. All of NBA, like, all of the NBA as a community, we were all watching that, and we all ran to Twitter. We all said the same thing, like, yo, when he, like, you can't let a guy come and just, like, destroy you like this and not fight back. And I think Zion took that. I think he took it to heart, and I think he's gotten into shape. I think that he took it personally, and I think that he showed a lot of pride. And that's what you want to see, right? Like, you want to see a guy, you know, fall down, but we want to see the guy had the pride and the competitiveness to get back up and you know, and quote unquote fight back. And I think that's what Zion's done. I think he deserves a lot of credit for that.
Yeah. Especially too, when, like, there are people like Shaq and Chuck would be like, man, if you just put it together, man, like, you have to want it. Like, and that a lot of people have those moments where, like, yeah, this is how you differentiate yourself from other players, from good to great. And to see that kind of, you know, not evolution, but just to see him really, like, knuckle down and make consistency his thing and work so hard is like, that it makes him. I wouldn't be surprised if they do something really fun. If they stay healthy, I feel like that's always the caveat.
But see, that's the thing, though, right? Like, and that's where I made the point with the top three seeds. You know, if it feels like New Orleans is locked into that 4-5. Right. You know, maybe they can get up to the 4 and steal home court away from the Clippers. But, you know, maybe they hit a slide and they fall to 6. But, you know, 4 is their ceiling. They're likely going to be in that 4-5.
Right.
It's a different, let's say they get past the Clippers. It's a different feel in a different series if that second round opponent is Oklahoma City.
Right.
Or if it's Denver. Yeah. Right. So that's why I said, I think, you know, wherever those first three seeds land, because they're all within a half a game of each other, I think is going to tell a lot with how the rest of the West shakes out around Denver.
Yeah.
Well, I regret to tell you, Tony, that you have stepped into the fastest segment of podcasting.
I'm sorry to do this to you, man. To do this to you, because we really enjoyed the conversation, but this is the rapid fire round of questioning. Okay. And you already know the deal. We ask you a question, just chest pass it right back reflexively. Boom. Don't think about it. Just put it all on the line.
We don't even have time for the boom. Usually people say bing, bang, boom. No, not even time.
Don't have time
for
that.
It's just bing, bang.
I need the ball. Get right. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Rock, ball. That's me on offense. Ball.
They're like, no, man.
Ball.
Bro, you're not even in the game, man. Sit down. You're on the bench right now. All right, yeah, cool. Just wanted to get you ready for it. But here we go. Tony, I hope you're ready. Are you ready? Just confirm. Okay, well, good, because Brian, start the clock. All right. We're going quick, dude. We're going quick. Jack, you going first? Am I going first?
You go first, Miles.
Ah, ready, Tony? More likely to happen to why? Pelicans Western Conference final run or Knicks Eastern Conference final run? Go.
Pelicans Western finals run because they're deeper and there's less of a chance that they get tired.
But what about your Knicks, man? You're not even feeling good about them?
Yeah, but I'm still an objective journalist.
I feel like Jalen Brunson always surprises us. Yes. Always surprises us in the playoffs.
That's what I admire about our guests who are the journalists, the objectivity of it rather than the mental illness of fandom that we suffer from.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, doesn't make sense to me. It's kind of all right. Sounds like you don't believe in your squad, bro.
Tony, you have a time machine. Congratulations. Unfortunately, you have to use it on something NBA related to go back and personally witness one of the following. Wilt Chamberlain's 100. Game 7, 2000 Western Conference Final, Kobe to Shaq lob. Michael Jordan's final game as a Bull in Utah. Game 7, 2016 Finals, the LeBron block. The LeBlock.
Wilt Chamberlain. Because NBA Twitter conspiracy theorists are trying to say because there's no
video,
video that it hasn't happened. So send me back to Hershey, Pennsylvania in 1962 and witness Wilt scoring 100.
All right. Yeah. The Wilt's game, I feel like it would be watching a lot of like that play that they had with Wemby against the Nets where they just like threw it up and he was just holding the ball like all the way up and people couldn't reach it. I feel like that would be a lot of Wilt's 100, but it would be worth seeing.
I think the biggest thing with Wilt's 100 was the fact that he couldn't shoot free throws to save his life. And he shot 28 for 32 from the free throw line that night.
There it is.
Yeah. For that alone, you're like, he only missed four. It's like, but he scored 100 points. Like, but do you know about his free throw shooting?
It could have been 104.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. Tony, rank these current duos in terms of your postseason expectations, okay? Jokic and Murray, Luka, Kyrie, KD and Book, Maxi and Tobias Harris.
I added that last one.
I know.
Maxi and Tobias Harris?
Okay. Be objective now.
All right. Give me Murray, Jokic, then give
Maxi and Harris.
Oh, Nick, weird. Okay.
Katie Book didn't give me. Who was the third one?
Maxie and Harris.
No, who's the other one?
Luka and Kyrie.
Didn't give me Luka and Kyrie. Didn't give me.
You're going to want to take a look at that Maxie and Harris again. I feel like they're.
I'm just going to pick Maxie and Harris fourth, just out of GP.
Okay.
Interesting. All right. Interesting decision.
Look, I took a shot, Jack. You know what you want me to say.
All right. Your time machine still active. You now have the ability to go back and use a magic wand to grant Twitter to the world during a moment, during a single night for one NBA game. What one moment or game from NBA history would you have liked Twitter to have been around for?
Game 6, 1988, Detroit Pistons, Los Angeles Lakers, Isaiah Thomas scores 25 in one quarter.
Yeah. On a turned ankle, right? Wasn't his ankle messed up at that point?
A severely sprained ankle.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that reminded me of me. Really gutty and just like skill but me guts, you know?
I want to show NBA Twitter why Isaiah Thomas is the second best point guard in NBA history.
Wow. Shots fired.
Not shots fired. just saying he's criminally underrated in terms of NBA Twitter. And I think NBA Twitter needs to watch a full Isaiah Thomas game to really get a grasp of just how good that guy really was.
Yeah.
Number two behind Jalen Brunson, right?
Number two behind Jalen Brunson.
Absolutely. Hey. Now, which brings us to our next question and the most important question, perhaps the final question. Tony, you're in the sea and you're on a life raft and you come upon in the water two men struggling to stay afloat. One, Carmelo Anthony. The other, Jalen Brunson. They need help, but you can only fit one of them in your life raft. Who do you save?
Jesus, that's tough.
And this is going on your permanent record, and we will be sending your answer and adding them. Be like, wow.
Because I love both of them as a Knicks fan, man. They're both beloved, man. That's really tough. I'm going to say Jalen Brunson for one reason and one reason only, because Jalen Brunson is still playing.
Yeah.
Still has a chance to add to his legacy. So theoretically, I can still win an NBA title with Jalen Brunson.
Wow. Right.
And then you'd be like, Melo, you get it, man. You get it, bro.
Like, yeah, you get it, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a Titanic. Women and children first.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know what I mean? Because they still have a chance in this world.
It's not the oldest men. The old men went down with the ship, Melo. You get it.
Yeah,
I'm not asking, man, if you get it. I'm telling you, you get it as I row away.
It's been a pleasure playing with you tonight, gentlemen.
Wait. Can we talk about this a little bit? I said it's been a pleasure playing with you, Melo.
Please.
Well, Tony Jones, what a pleasure having you on Miles and Jack. I'm Matt Boosties. Thanks for doing it, man.
All right, guys. Appreciate y'all, man. Thank you so much. Shout out to you guys and shout out to Jabari Davis for having me as well.
Of course.
One of the best to ever
and
do
where
it.
For the people that want to continue hearing you, reading you, all that kind of thing, where do people find you and ingest your content?
You can find me at The Athletic, and you can follow me on Twitter at T-Jones on the NBA.
Perfect. Well, you can follow us on Twitter. And you can follow our hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES. For show links and updates, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Miles of Gray.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien.
And that's going to do it for us this week.
That's going to do it.
That's about that. But
well,
tune in next week.
Well,
where there will be continued boosties. Yeah, there will be continued boosties, and they will be mad in it. All right. We'll see you
in
next
it,
time.
Then.
Bye. Bye.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.